Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
CJ Graham joins me now. Morning, CJ.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Now, you got an early, your early horse, Smoke and Susie, has got the day off, but today you got some nice rides in the second. You're on I'll Call You. This horse hasn't been too far off the mark when you look at the margins with some of his runs.
Yeah, definitely disappointing to see Smoke and Susie scratch, but I've had a talk to Mark, and I'm pretty sure she's going to go around at Cessnock, so hopefully I can get on her there. I'll Call You, yeah. We've drawn good. The blinkers are off again. It looks like he sort of likes to get going a bit early, so hopefully he'll relax a bit more and be fitter for the past two runs. And there's not much speed in the race, so he might be able to get a bit closer too.
Well, you've just booked yourself for Smoke and Susie, I think, haven't you?
Colin Mark Quinn, well, hey? I hope so.
All right, we'll just lock it in now. Don't worry about that, CJ.
We'll see how we go. She's a nice horse.
Yeah. Now, in the third, you're on a horse here, which is Scotty Bigotti, an old 9-year-old, but still bouncing around nicely. You look on paper and say 7th of 9, but led the other day, and has only beaten 2.5 lengths, Atari.
Yeah, it wasn't beaten far at all. He's got off to a bit of a slow start this campaign, but he'll definitely improve his fitness. Yeah, he did only fade to finish 2 lengths off the winner last start at Taree, and that was on a heavies. He had quite a few wins on a good track, and he does go up in about 3 kilos today. It's probably a bit short for him, but hopefully he can improve here.
Well, we're just talking to Jenny Graham. You're on Let's Rebel for her. So it could be trained by Graham and ridden by Graham.
Yeah, I've had a few rides for Jenny, but haven't had quite any luck yet. So it'd be really good to get a winner for her. I've seen the horse trialled at Taree and looked to trial nicely. We've drawn perfectly. The three that have drawn inside me have all got quite a bit of speed. So I expect to get a good card into the race, and she's always finishing off strongly, and when she won a maiden she was strong through the line, so hopefully she can get the job done here for me today.
All right, now you're on Moken in race 6, and you can ask the previous jockey you rode this for any advice. Yep. A bloke called Peter Graham, you'd know him pretty well, Dad.
I do. I've already quizzed him all about it, and he's given me some little tips, which is always very handy. I actually last start, Dad was the one that comes second to me, and I remember looking up on the big screen and seeing him chasing me, and I was just, no, stay away, Dad.
What did you say to him when you pulled up?
No, I didn't say anything to him.
probably a good move, because you may have got a lift to the races with him. He might have left you there.
Yeah, that's it. guy was there about last start, running second there, and he's got a big drop in weight here today. He's got genuine early speed and goes up to the 1,500. And Dad actually won on him at Port over the 1,500. So hopefully he can have a replay of that and it'd be good.
Well, you get some nice rides. Which is the pick of yours?
I think Let's Rebel for sure. Mm. And the home track will help her too.
Now, I noticed the other day when I see you on Sky Thoroughbred Central and they're having a chat with you, you look like you don't have any weight issues.
No, I don't at all. Not at all. I'm one of the very lucky ones.
So you can almost have a steak and a pie before you go to the races?
I can, that's for sure. I don't, but I can. I'll try to eat sort of healthy and keep it maintained and all that sort of thing. But I can definitely have a sneaky snack, that's for sure.
So what would be the average breakfast for CJ Graham?
I have a cup of tea every day, and I usually have Weet-Bix.
There you go. And then I suppose a couple of Sangers for lunch. Andrew Gibbons is on the other line. He's about to come on. He's probably getting a little CJ Graham doll out and sticking pins in it now because he's probably wasting.
Probably, yeah. I'm sometimes thinking that I'm too light. They don't like that very much.
Oh, Gibbo will be banging the phone on the table at the moment hearing that, I reckon.
I think so.
CJ, good luck today. Let's hope you ride a winner.
Thanks very much.